Okay, kids, come on up. Good morning, good morning. All right, I got three things to talk to you guys about today. It should only take about 25 minutes, all right? Okay, so first off, you've got mail. The second thing is, somebody's having an argument. And I have to remember the third thing right now here real quick, hang on. All right, first off, you've got mail. Who likes to get mail? Me too, I like to get mail. So if you notice, actually, on the front of the bulletin board, and I didn't plan this, this morning, there is actually an invitation right on there for a wedding banquet. That's kind of a cool tie-in, I thought. So, here we go. I had a piece of mail here. This was actually from one of my daughters, Audrey. A long time ago, I did something for her. It's a little thank you note right there, and I carry that in my Bible. It's a bookmark now, but it's just kind of a reminder of just how fun it is, how nice it is to get something in the mail. Everybody likes to get something in the mail. So if you look at, we're reading out of the book of Philippians this morning for the first reading, right? Philippians is actually, we're reading somebody else's mail. We're reading the mail that Paul, who used to be a bad guy, have to remember that, Paul used to be a bad guy, and God got a hold of him, and he became an amazing instrument that he used to further his kingdom. But he was a really bad guy. And he writes a letter to the people in Philippi, and there are two ladies there. And it's right before our New Testament reading today. Let's see if I can get this up here. Okay, and their names are, Witherly and I were trying to go over this morning, Eudia and Cytith. I totally butchered those, but you get it. They're two ladies that are having a problem with each other. They're having an argument. And this is right before we go into the New Testament reading for today, which is kind of interesting because we didn't read about them, but they're having an argument. It's kind of like reading somebody's mail. It's like, oh, they're having an argument. Anyway, Paul, just a couple of verses later, kind of gives them some ingredients on how to take care of their argument. And that's where the pancakes come in. So Janie's my pancake girl. Come on up here for a second. Janie can make pancakes for 10 people easily. Just set her alone in the kitchen. And we can do that. So, Jenny, what are some of the things that we put in our pancakes? Flour. Hup, hang on. Flour. You got to hold all these then. Sugar. Salt. Baking powder. Keep going. Eggs. Oh, sorry. And? Oil. I couldn't get the milk in there. It was going to make an awful mess. And Worcestershire sauce.
Oh,
no. No, of course not. This doesn't belong there. That's right. So what we have here, we have a list of ingredients that when you mix them properly at the right amounts in a bowl, and then that gives you something that you can bake off, and then you end up with something wonderful after that, right? You guys get that? Ingredients, mixing, preparing properly, you end up with a good result, right? So again, going back to these two ladies, they weren't having an argument, and I think that Paul gave them a good way to take care of their argument together, okay? Because he wanted them to be non-contentious with each other. So I'm going to read a little bit of what we just read. Maybe you were paying attention, maybe you weren't, but you'll get to hear it again. And Paul said, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. You take those ingredients and you mix them up in the bowl up there, and then you use that in your relationships with other people, especially the people that you're not getting along with, and I bet the results are going to be really good. You guys understand that? Yeah, that's a really good way to get out of an argument is start to look at God's counsel and see how that might help out the situation that you're in. That's it for today. Thanks, guys, for coming up.